Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WTAW News time is 4 minutes after 7. It is 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They buy, sell, and trade gold and silver, diamonds and jewelry, watches and collectible coins, and consistently pay the most. Learn more at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Yesterday's election results included the election of 4 new members to the Bryan City Council and 3 new members to the College Station City Council. Winners on the Bryan Council included at-large member Kevin Bariski.
I think it all comes back to listening to the people, you know, hearing all sides and then making a decision, and everything is basically a team approach.
Also joining the Bryan Council is Ray Arrington, who is representing single member District 2.
I can be a full-time council member. I don't have a job, and I can be accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I think that's one of the things that we've been liking.
One of the new College Station Council members winning in his second attempt is William Wright.
I just really reinvested in what I believed in, which was becoming the most well-rounded candidate I could be by being entrenched in different city politics and being on different committees and things.
After working for the city of College Station for more than 30 years, Mark Smith was also elected to an at-large seat.
Being able to be in the more leading, visionary, planning, looking ahead rather than just responding to a crisis of the day, I'm looking forward to that role.
Joining the College Station Council is Bob Yancey, and elected to the Bryan City Council where Paul Torres and Jared Salvato. Voters in Bryan's single member District 5 have a runoff between Mark Ewer Shirtliff and AJ Reynolds. Final unofficial numbers can be found at WTAW.com. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters announces the burn ban for areas outside of city limits has been lifted.
I went ahead and signed the lift yesterday, so it has been lifted.
Peter's announcement during yesterday's county commission meeting followed consultation with the chiefs of the volunteer fire departments on Monday. Brazos County commissioners will be looking for a new general manager of the Brazos County Expo Complex and the Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. That's after commissioners during yesterday's meeting without comment approved the personnel action related to Carl Colby's retirement. Colby joined the Expo in 2007, was promoted to assistant manager in 2012, and became the operation's second general manager in May of 2018. Taking over as interim GM is assistant manager Jacqueline Foster. This week's announcement of the sale of a longtime College Station manufacturing building also included a tease of future development on 25 acres near the Academy store.
We've got a lot of interesting stuff I expect in the near future. We've got a lot of things that are in the works.
Oldham Goodwin Capital President Hunter Goodwin also said no one could afford building a comparable structure to the former Westinghouse Defense Electronics building, which they sold to a Dallas-based real estate company.
And that really was kind of our magic pixie dust, and our vision was just, you're getting such a great asset at such a great location and a growing community for such a bargain basement dollar. Even fools like us felt like we couldn't screw it up.
Oldham Goodwin will manage the building for the new owner. The Destination Bryan Tourism Office returned home from a recent statewide conference with awards for 2 locally owned businesses. One of the stops for Community Engagement Manager Caitlin Brown was Bryan Broadcasting, where she presented the Best Downtown Partner Award from the Texas Downtown Association.
A perfect example is the recent Halloween Town event. Like, we could not put that event on without you guys, and several of our holiday events as well.
The private operator of the Queen Theater for the City of Bryan received the Association's Resiliency Award after remodeling then reopening the historic entertainment venue earlier this year. WTAW News time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 63 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Hey, let's do the weather at 7:10. Good morning. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com today. Here we go.
Another warm day expected across the region under partly sunny skies. High temperatures will climb into the middle 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows only dropping to the middle 60s. Mix of sun and clouds Thursday, high in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds Thursday night, lows dropping back to the lower 60s. And cloudy and cooler on Friday, a chance for an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high only in the upper 60s. A meteorologist, Scott Kaplan, 1620-94.5. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking high school volleyball postseason. Also, Texas A&M football. Can the Aggies bounce back this Saturday against Auburn? We're going to touch on some other Aggie sports and the general manager for the Houston Astros looking to get a new contract. Hey, they just helped lead the team to the World Series. Maybe he ought to get paid. All that and more in sports.
There goes 7-11. So we're the Infomaniacs, not the Infactomaniacs. Ted Cruz is 2 years older than Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, okay.
So just, you know, getting that corrected.
And something else, which you'll hear in the next newscast, but another correction, College Station ISD does not have runoff races. You got a winner. So Kimberly McAdams was reelected to place five. She will not be in a runoff with Morgan Mangan. Even with 45% of the vote, it's just whoever has the most.
Got it. Okay. Yep. That's
a lot cheaper that way.
Saves money. Just you moves us down the road. So and for the first time ever in my history of hearing about real estate development, Hunter Goodwin used the term magic pixie dust.
Yeah.
I had no idea that you could use magic pixie dust to close a real estate deal, but obviously they
ta-da!
Did. Yep, that's it. I don't know. I couldn't remember if I could see it from here, but I can't see it from here.
Westinghouse.
Old Westinghouse building. And again, back when that was built, that was a big deal. I mean, that was Westinghouse, and Westinghouse was really quite the company then. I don't know that they necessarily are now. They've kind of changed their focus and that kind of thing.
At least not around here.
But that was a big mm-hmm. deal. Westinghouse was one of those companies like General Electric that used to just were in everything. Yeah. And
I bet they employed quite a few people over there too, right?
They did. I don't know exactly how many at the time, but
what happened to them after it closed up?
Sure. Well, again, that's there are companies that have just changed their focus. And Westinghouse, and like I say, like General Electric, used to be a big deal in a whole lot of different areas, and now they've kind of broken up and they're doing different stuff. All right, so here we go. Things that you should do first thing in the morning. Well, we've talked about it the other day. Drink a glass of water.
Yes.
Always good for you to do that.
I did it this morning.
Good. Yep, it is. But we're getting into the holiday season, and this is when you start thinking about, or not, maybe you think about controlling your weight, controlling, how much you gain during the holidays.
Yeah.
The best time to weigh yourself is first thing in the morning.
Sure. Oh.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of common knowledge.
Maybe not. Not sure. And you don't need to obsess over a pound or two. Research has found that weighing yourself once a day really can help, though. One study that took place in 2015 had 50 overweight people followed the same diet plan for 6 months, and the ones who weighed themselves every day lost an average of 13 pounds more than people who didn't weigh in as much.
Okay, I can believe that.
Yeah, and I think it has a lot to do with your mental health, too, because some people, like you said, can become very obsessive over the number, and that's not necessarily a good thing, but I can also see why it might be a motivation or at least just keep you accountable.
Keep tabs on it.
Sure, researchers found it made them more mindful about the things that they were, for instance, late night snacking.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it also encouraged them to exercise more.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's the start of the day, right? Go do that. Another study tracked about 162 people for 2 years, and they found similar results. People were more likely to slim down if they weighed themselves every day, and tracking their results also helped. So that is the best time to step on the scales, usually in the morning.
And for some people, the numbers thing, whether it's, tracking macros or counting calories or, keeping an eye on the number on the scale, that works for them. But, for other people, it's more about the way your clothes fit and the way you feel and how energized you are. And so I think some of it's just kind of finding that balance and also finding out what works for you.
Yeah.
We're giving away 4 tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival today. We want to know what you do with your old toothbrushes.
Yeah, we do need your first and last name if you want to be a winner, but let us know. A lot of you use it for cleaning. Yeah. So a couple of people have texted in about, you know, tight corners, especially in like a shower or a sink, faucets, things like that. Somebody else or a couple of you have talked about cleaning their jewelry with old toothbrushes. A couple of you have texted in about cleaning guns. So really anywhere that you can find those like small, or you need to clean a small crevice, those can definitely come in handy.
And let's face it, a Q-tip is just not going to work.
It is a 7:16. It's the Infomaniacs on a Wednesday. It's kind of a chit-chat Wednesday, I guess. You know, we're going to be talking to Congressman Sessions coming up in just a little while. And the outgoing mayor of Bryan, Andrew Nelson.
Okay.
One of his
last
visits.
I was wondering who you were
going to
have visit.
Yeah,
okay.
One of his last visits with us when it comes to that. According to a study, your wounds will heal faster if they occur during the day.
Oh, how interesting.
I had no idea that that was the case.
I wonder if it's like the heat, maybe, or something.
Not sure. Just we'll see. So
I have heard if you go into like a greenhouse, right, that your wounds will heal quicker.
I've never heard that.
That's what I've heard.
Okay. Yeah. So the Powerball. Reached its record-breaking $2.04 billion, and the winner was finally announced yesterday. The winning ticket was in California. However, of course, there are now conspiracy theories floating around the internet about the whole thing being rigged. It was California that announced a delay in their Powerball yesterday for security reasons. Winning ticket came from California. So a lot of people out on social media posted. So let me get this straight. California announces a delay in Powerball for security reasons. Drawing takes place. It is then announced that there's no winner and the jackpot will increase. Wait, no. The winner is in California.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it did increase, right? It increased by, what, 40?
Yeah. Well, it got up to 2.4. Yeah. 2.04. So I guess the chamber doesn't get their money.
I'm sorry, Glenn.
I guess we'll have to get in touch with Glenn.
Right.
Let him know that didn't happen. Yeah. And actually, I think after all the deducts, because they took lump sum, after all the deducts, they actually only got $997 million.
Oh, well,
so
in that case.
They're not really billionaires, if you will.
I saw somebody comment and was like, oh, well, that ought to afford 6 months of living in L.A.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So here's Joseph Chaniad. He's the owner of Joe's Service Center. He, because it was his place, he gets $1 million out of the deal.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
The California Lottery is so excited to present the gentleman behind me from Joe's Service Center with $1 million bonus check. Yeah, round of applause. Joe, what are you going to do with your money?
I will share it with the family, with my kids, my grandchildren. I would like to thank all the media for coming with this weather and celebrate with everybody.
Yep, come on in and buy some overpriced chips and drinks while you're here, too.
Good for you, Joe. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I had no idea that they got not a cut of it, but
almost like
some
a
reward money.
Fee.
Yeah, exactly.
Little piece of the action. Hey, good morning, 7:22. It's the Infomaniacs on a Wednesday. So the election's not the Republican landslide that the Republicans were hoping for.
Wasn't a tsunami, is more of a little, puddle.
Trickle?
Yeah, not trickle.
Sure. Yeah.
A bubbling brook.
Doesn't mean that the inflation has gone away. But look, next half hour, we're going to tell you apparently you've been cooking your turkey wrong for all these years.
Uh-oh.
So we'll tell you how to fix that, I suppose.
Just in the oven or
above? We'll talk about it next half hour.
All right.
So now that the World Series is over, America can really focus on our other favorite pastime, which is the beard and mustache growing that we all do. It's the 2022 National Beard and Mustache Championships that will be held this Saturday in Casper, Wyoming.
Okay.
Just
I didn't know it was
know.
Casper. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if you go with categories when it comes to that, because, after all, I mean, length of beard, thickness, what?
There's a lot of ways you could go with that most creative style.
And I would think, I mean, it's fair to say there are more guys with beards now than certainly in the
facial
last
hair
couple
has,
of decades.
Yeah, facial hair has definitely become, well, first of all, just more acceptable,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're
professional settings.
Yeah, in professional settings, you know, it used to be you had to be clean shaven, you know, all the time. And now it's just becoming more of a trend.
So it's good for everybody except for the Yankees.
What do you mean?
The New York Yankees.
Oh,
they have a rule that you can't have a beard or a goatee. You can only have a stash.
Huh, okay, well. But I mean, you know, if you had just a little bit of a beard, that's
yep.
one thing. But what if you got, because I see guys with, you know, long beards, you know,
yeah.
right. down. I mean, what do you do for a living? Could it get in the way? That kind of a situation?
Safety hazard.
Yeah.
Are
you a welder? And is that going to fit under your mask?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that, I guess that could. Mechanic, you know, he gets caught in
sure.
something. You know?
Ooh, yeah, that'd
that,
be real
yeah.
bad.
Don't get near a wood lathe with a long beard. That could be a really scary thing. But I'm just saying, so that's coming up and something for us to look forward to. So a Tyrannosaurus Rex skull that was unearthed in South Dakota is going to sell at auction next month in New York. It's expected to bring $15 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And if I had won the lottery.
The Powerball.
Oh,
you could have bought it.
That's going in my atrium of my mansion.
Okay, so this skull fossil, which, by the way, weighs 200 pounds.
Wow, big dino.
Nicknamed Maximus, is being sold December 9th by an owner who wants to remain anonymous. It
okay.
was excavated in 20 and 2022, 21 in Harding County, South Dakota, where T-Rex skeletons Sue and Stan were found.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know we were naming them. The 6.5-foot fossil is about 76 million years old. Still has most of the external bones there.
That's wild.
So it's
it
been.
Is. But this is just the head, right?
Yeah, just the skull.
Right, just the head. So this has been hanging in Sotheby's in New York.
Sotheby's.
Okay, it's
yeah.
a fine arts company.
Yeah, it's the auction house.
Yeah, it's the place
yeah.
that auctions all that stuff.
So it's just been chilling, and then on full display, people can go up and look
oh,
at
okay.
it. But I don't know if you get it. Do you put it in a museum? I mean, you or
yeah.
I,
do you want the public to be able to view it?
Right. Exactly.
I guess
do you
that's
just
up
put
to you.
It up in your house.
And that has to do with any artifact that would be of a historical nature,
sure, or educational.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you decide that you want to do that? You know, as we mentioned before, that there are copies of the Magna Carta that were bought by the guy who created All in the Family, whose name I can't remember right now because I'm old. And
Norman Lear.
And he had it tour the schools in America.
Right. I was
so
going to say, I think a lot of people who really care about the arts, you know, for the most part, want to share the arts with the public.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some really rich people who just want a cool dino head in their house.
And that's
so
when Indiana Jones shows up at their door and says, it belongs in a museum.
Well, and I think that's the deal is, you know, do kids are fascinated with dinosaurs. I guess they understand if they just see a skull that they can replicate the rest of it in their mind to see how big the T-Rex is.
Right.
But I'm not exactly sure how young kiddos now look at skeletons because, you know, CGI, you can make a dinosaur on your computer screen now.
Sure.
But nonetheless, so we'll see. $19 million, pretty good money.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It is 64 degrees. This Look of News is brought to you by West Webb, All Britton & Gentry Law Firm, the experienced legal team for the things you value most. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The three-way races for mayor in both Bryan and College Station finished with someone getting a majority vote. Bryan's Balma Gutierrez finished with 52% of the vote.
I truly walked every district, and there's people who have, they couldn't believe I was there. Literally, you go off Texas Avenue four or five blocks, one direction or the other, and you see things that shouldn't be like that.
College Station's John Nichols, who received 63% of the vote, said he's looking forward to working with three current and three new council members.
Excitement and anticipation are really good terms.
Another three-way race on the College Station City Council ended with a winner as Bob Yancey picked up 52% of the vote for the unexpired term in place five.
I was not anticipating this to be the end of the campaign. I thought, and all the indications were, that we would be in a runoff.
Voters in Bryan single-member District 5 will have a runoff between Marka Ewers-Shirtliff and A.J. Reynolds. Final unofficial numbers are at WTAW.com. College Station Police announces a teenager who was the subject of an Amber Alert has been found. 14-year-old Lauren Gutierrez was located yesterday in Katy, Texas. No other information has been released. Brazos County Commissioners removed from yesterday's agenda, ending the burn ban outside of city limits. That's after County Judge Dwayne Peters announced yesterday that he lifted the ban on Monday.
Jason reached out to the chiefs yesterday, and everybody agreed that it was fine to lift it. So that was the reason I went ahead and did that, so that anybody that wanted to be burning could go ahead and get started.
The latest ban had been in effect for 2 weeks. The second general manager in the history of the Brazos County Expo and Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo has retired. County commissioners yesterday, without comment, approved the personnel action that concludes Carl Colby's 15-year tenure. Colby took over as GM 4.5 years ago after spending 6 years as assistant manager. Taking over on an interim basis is assistant manager Jacqueline Foster. 6 years ago, a Bryan-based real estate company acquired a former electronics manufacturing plant near College Station's Academy store. After being barely utilized for almost 20 years, four life science businesses have located in the former Westinghouse building in the last 6 years. The president of Olden Goodwin Capital, Hunter Goodwin, expects continued growth after selling the 175,000-square-foot building to a Dallas-based company.
And not to sound Pollyanna, but it is, I guess, extremely gratifying to take a building that's been barely utilized and turn it into an economic engine that's going to generate lots of tax dollars into the future for the school district, for Brazos County, and for the city of College Station.
Oldham Goodwin will be managing the property while developing 25 acres it owns in the area.
There's a lot of stuff in our future, and we're super excited to have that land and continue to add economic engines out there that generate revenue for the schools, the county, and the city.
Oldham Goodwin's news release did not disclose a sales price, but their news release did state they're getting a return of more than 5 times their original investment. Two local businesses are recognized for their contribution to downtown Bryan. Caitlin Brown with the Destination Bryan Tourism Office says the Schulman family, which operates the Queen Theater for the city, received the Resiliency Award from the Texas Downtown Association.
We're thankful it's been open now since March of 2022, with the management company of the Schulman family coming back around to get the doors open. So we're very grateful that she is continuing to be the crown jewel of downtown Bryan.
And Bryan Broadcasting received a statewide award for being the best downtown partner.
That can be any entity that really is active in their downtown community. And obviously, Bryan Broadcasting is a huge part of that to support all of our efforts.
The awards recognize cities with a population of 50,000 or more. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 64 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by West Webb, All Britain, and Gentry. More news at the top of the hour. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
It is 7:39. Good morning in the Infomaniacs on a Wednesday morning. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com today.
Another warm day expected across the region under partly sunny skies. High temperatures will climb into the middle 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows only dropping to the middle 60s. Mix of sun and clouds Thursday, high in the lower 80s. Increasing clouds Thursday night, lows dropping back to the lower 60s. And cloudy and cooler on Friday, a chance for an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high only in the upper 60s. A meteorologist, Scott Kaplan, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking high school volleyball postseason. Big match last night with College Station High in Montgomery Lake Creek. We'll also touch on Texas A&M football. The new college football playoff poll is out, and some NHL in sports.
There you go. It's 7:40, and Congressman Pete Sessions joins us this morning. Congressman, I thought we would be having a different conversation this morning, but things are very tight right now as to what's going to happen in the House at this time of the day after the elections. What are your thoughts right now?
Scott, thank you very much, and good morning. This is a different morning than we thought we would have when we perhaps looked at the polls closing at 7 o'clock last night. It's clearly a disappointment. It is clearly a circumstance that Republicans in the House and the Senate apparently did not play up to their capacity. I have watched this now for 2 years up and close. I have seen winning teams, and I have seen teams that did not win. And I saw this team do things that were characteristically related to playing, as one might say, playing not to lose. and we did not win. We did not win across the board. We avoided taking them on. We avoided a specific plan that we would present to the American people that would be specific. And it's more than just what's to our base. It's actually to the people that might be the, as I refer to, 40-40-20, 40 Democratic, 20, 40 Republican, 20 in the middle. But that 20 now, as a long-term observer, is now 24. 24 in the middle, meaning that based upon the candidate, and we too early on chose one direction and stayed in that rut, and it did not pay off.
All right, so you've been in this game for a long time. You've spent a quarter of a century in the House. Could it be that there are enough people who've just said, I'm not going to enter the political arena because I don't want my life to be on display and be in this situation where it could impact me personally, it could impact my family, impact my future, just to run for office?
Well, the question is that I think that you ask is, do we have the right candidates who are running?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to you, I think we still do, but the difference was this cycle, unlike any other cycles, the National Republican Congressional Committee, called the NRCC, got involved in primaries to help push those directions. And I deeply disagree with that. I think that's not a winning model. Money was used from the NRCC, not just its good name, but it fundamentally goes to, you know, we began a what might be a young guns program after Labor Day instead of the day after the election the year before. And so we fundamentally chose to take our time getting to where we wanted to be. We took our time getting to a message. We took our time putting all the king's horses and all the king's men on the playing field. And this is what we effectively did in 2010. We effectively put together a team that, as you go through primaries that start, as you know, in Texas, perhaps as early as anybody in March. And so if we decide that we want to win, then you have to act like a winner, because the American people want to see you work hard for this. They want to earn your vote. And inside the conference, we tended to see this that, well, one person was just going to win and we'll just move along with it. I think there's a different feeling today.
Well, let's bring the focus down to Texas then, because we really thought that the Rio Grande Valley was going to be a signal that the Republicans were going to take that area and be able to build a strong Texas Republican caucus. And it started in the Valley. Those races did not deliver for the Republican Party. What does the Republican Party in Texas need to be doing now?
Well, there are always models of success or mediocrity. And I think if you look at Florida, Florida has a circumstance that could be like Texas. They had a very active governor who was engaged. They engaged across the state. They won in way south in Miami. They picked up and held seats and the turnout was strong. So I think that we've got to, once again, re-energize ourselves as to a winning model instead of a model that is designed to suit an individual who thinks they're going to win.
Yeah, it looked like Florida didn't miss a beat. It seems like they're just they're charging right along, and that I'm sure for a segment of the Republican Party, they feel with DeSantis's wide margin and Rubio's that they're in fine shape. They may be the model that that people look to, I suppose. Any other thoughts? Yeah, go ahead.
I think Scott, what you just said, the model. We did not have a model in 2010. We had to make a model, and that model was designed around messaging and engagement, but it certainly was not to get engaged in races, but rather to let every single congressional district build its own support. And then, as you remember, we had to then sell the fight.
Well, I guess what I'm hearing you say is behind closed doors in the coming weeks, the Republican Party and leadership are going to have to rethink the way that they're doing things.
Or get new leadership.
There you are. Congressman Pete Sessions joined us on Wednesdays. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, thank you.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor. Your morning sports update on 1620-945-WTAW. This update is brought to you by Destination Brian. Your legendary staycation is right here at home in Bryan, Texas, including one-of-a-kind restaurants and nationally recognized museums. Visit DestinationBryan.com for more information at 751. We'll start off on the volleyball court, where College Station High saw its tremendous season come to an end last night, falling to Montgomery Lake Creek 3-0 in the 5A regional quarterfinals. Now, with the loss, the Lady Cougars wrap up Coach Ashley Davis's first season at 30-17. It's been a rough road for Texas A&M football this year as it sits in a 5-game losing skid, and at 3-6 overall, junior running back Devon Achain was asked what's left to play for.
You know, people might think that, you know, everybody in the locker room, like, you know, I know that it's been not a great season, but, you know, we still take every game as, you know, that we want to come out and win. Like I said, we got three games left. You know, we expect to win the rest of the three games. We never go into a game saying, okay, like, we know we just lost last week and the week before that. But, you know, we just come in every day and just try to be great, you know, just basically just trying to get better each and every week.
Achain has been one of the few bright spots in an otherwise gloomy season for the Aggs and is just 113 yards away from reaching the 1,000-yard rushing mark.
I didn't even know that until, like, the other day when my coach called me. Obviously, you know, it's always great to, you know, to achieve, like, accolades and stuff like that. So that's something that, you know, that's great in my season. I don't just be too much worried about that. You know, I just be trying to go out there and play. So I think it's a great thing to be that far away from 1,000 yards.
Devon will look to eclipse the mark this Saturday when the Aggies visit Auburn. Now, to get Coach's Take, tune into the Jimbo Fisher radio show tonight from 8 to 9 right here on WTAW. The new college football playoff poll is out. Georgia comes in at number 1, followed by Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU. Tennessee drops to number 5 with Oregon, LSU, USC, Alabama, and Clemson rounding out the top 10. Ole Miss is number 11, and Texas is number 18. Time for a sneak peek at the SEC, brought to you by T-Mobile. Texas A&M's Victor Povsner has been named the conference's Male Diver of the Week after helping lead the Aggies to a pair of dual meet victories. Posner's biggest performances came against TCU, where he swept the springboards to help the Maroon and White knock off the 22nd-ranked Horned Frogs. And that's been your SEC Sneak Peek, brought to you by T-Mobile, the official 5G sponsor of the SEC. ESPN's Jeff Passan reports that Houston Astros general manager James Click is in talks with the team about a new contract, but the two sides have yet to come to an agreement. Click's contract expired on October 31st during the World Series, in which the Astros beat the Philadelphia Phillies in 6 games. Now, Click says he has been discussing terms with Astros owner Jim Crane on Monday and the hours between the team's championship parade and his flight to Las Vegas for the annual general managers meetings. The Winnipeg Jets erupted for 4 goals in the second period en route to a 5-1 win over the Dallas Stars last night. Dallas head man Peter DeBoer.
We had a really poor first period. I thought we kind of regrouped at the beginning of the second, scored the first goal, started to play, and then, you know, just some poor decisions, some poor execution for 5 or 6 minutes, and we lost all our momentum, and, you know, the game was essentially over at that point.
The loss snapped a 3-game win streak for Dallas, which falls to 8-4-1 on the year. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Destination Brian on 1620-945-WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hey, it's about 3 minutes till the Infomaniacs on Wednesday. Got 4 tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival we're giving away. We were talking earlier this morning, every 3 months, you need to replace your toothbrush, which means you ought to run through 4 of those in a year.
Yep.
You do anything special with the old ones, let us know.
Yeah, some of you have texted in, and this is exactly what I do with mine. I throw them away.
Okay.
So there are a few of you who do not save them for any reason. Somebody did text in, my daughter uses an old toothbrush as a hairbrush for her doll.
Hey, that's cool. I like that.
Somebody...
says,
yes?
My husband uses old toothbrushes to scrub between his toes.
Oh, you got to get that toe jam
thank
in
you.
There.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, you know, here's the other deal, though. If you have like an old school counter, like kitchen counter,
yes.
that has grout
oh, yeah.
in it. You know, use a little stuff, you know, that works, or grout on the floor.
Yep.
That is what I do with mine. Right. Actually, I don't use the old toothbrushes from, because I've got an electric toothbrush. I don't use the old Hents from that. What I'll do is I'll take the ones I get at the dentist office.
There you know,
they give that little yes. go bag, and I'll use it for that, because that backsplash, you know, washing dishes and uh-huh. things like that, it does get kind of grimy sometimes.
And back in the day, when you used to actually take engines apart and maybe soak things mm-hmm. in some sort of a solution, yeah. you could use the toothbrush to scrub all that stuff out.
Yeah, too. And nobody has texted this one in, but I have used, not necessarily an old toothbrush, but like you said, Zach, one of the cheapier ones that maybe you get from the dentist, as an eyebrow brush.
Oh, there
so
you are.
So obviously there are very inexpensive makeup eyebrow brushes that you can kind of use to get those hairs in place and make sure they're not all wild and crazy,
yeah.
but that's something that I've also seen it used for.
So anyway, so we'll do that in just a little while. In the meantime, you're cooking your turkey wrong. You
okay.
apparently, if you're using a roasting pan.
Oh, okay.
Some turkey roasting experts say you should roast your bird on a wire rack sitting on a baking sheet.
Uh-huh.
Roasting pans are deep. They're quite deep in some cases. And when you set the turkey down inside, the sides come up around the lower part of the bird, blocking the flow of air and heat. So you still get a crispy skin on the top of the bird, but the skin on the bottom is not. And it's kind of pale and wobbly. It doesn't look very good.
Right.
According to Meathead Goldwyn of AmazingRibs.com, whoever that is, when cooking a bird, be it a chicken or a turkey, trussing the bird and in roasting pans are two different ways that you can have the bird not look so good. So do you ever truss the bird? Like, you know, tie the legs up and that kind of thing? You ever done
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. Or stuff it with whatever you need to stuff
sure.
it with. So this year, we're actually hosting Thanksgiving at my house, and I'm going to smoke it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, we've already got the bird. We've had it for a while, and it's hanging out in the freezer, and so we're going to smoke it and see how that turns out.
What kind
out.
Of wood are you using?
You know, it's going to be probably some kind of apple chips. Again, it's on the pellet grill,
okay.
so
all right.
it's not as intense as it is for some folks.
I understand. So Nike was originally called Blue Ribbon Sports back in 1964,
really? Huh.
And they didn't make shoes. They were a distributor for ASICS.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, just a distributor.
Okay.
I Love Lucy was originally sponsored by Philip Morris, so the opening credits for the first season featured cartoon versions of Lucy and Ricky climbing up on a giant pack of cigarettes. Yeah, I believe that.
So funny.
And speaking of cigarettes, Marlboro was initially targeted at women.
Mm.
Philip Morris had to bring a man in and do the commercials, so it was okay for men to smoke them. WTAW, College Station.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.